One day, Mr. Mallard decided to take a trip to see what the rest of the river was like. So off he set. "I'll meet you in a week in the public garden," he quacked over his shoulder. "Take good care of the ducklings." "Don't you worry," said Mrs. Mallard. "I know all about bringing up children." And she did. She taught them how to swim. And she taught them how to die. She taught them to walk in a line, to come when they were called, and to keep a safe distance from bikes and scooters and other things with wheels. And when at last she felt perfectly satisfied with them, she said one morning, "Come along, children, follow me." Before you could wink an eyelash, they fell into line just as they'd been taught. First Jack, then Cack, then Lack, then Mac, Knack, Whack, Pack, and Quack. And they swam to the opposite bank. There, they waded ashore. And they waddled along till they came to the highway. Mrs. Mallard stepped out to cross the road. "Honk, honk!" went the horns on the speeding cars. "Quack!" went Mrs. Mallard. And the cars kept speeding by and honking, and Mrs. Mallard and the ducklings kept right on quack, quack, quacking. They made such a noise that Michael came running, waving his arms and blowing his whistle. He planted himself in the center of the road, raised one hand to stop the traffic, and then beckoned with the other, the way policemen do, for Mrs. Mallard to cross over. As soon as Mrs. Mallard and the ducklings were safe on the other side and on their way down Mount Vernon Street, Michael rushed back to his police booth. He called Clancy at headquarters and said, "There's a family of ducks walking down the street." Clancy said, "Family of what?" "Ducks, yes.